I'll tell you something right now. There is not one problem that you have that introducing a habit can't solve. Hello, I'm Kate Cocker, and this is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. So, we're at the end of April, going into May. And at this point in the year, I always like to take a bit of a review and a reset and go, right, is everything where I want it to be? Have I got things in my life that are causing me niggles and disgruntles? And if I find those niggles and disgruntles, areas that I'm not satisfied with, it's so easy, isn't it, to just keep going with those areas of dissatisfaction, because sometimes they just seem so big or so broad or so hard to get your finger on. That means that you don't always feel like you're going to solve them. Also, sometimes it's easier to go, you know what, it's not causing me any extra pain. I'll just keep going because actually the change is too hard. Well, today, I need you to think about how you can live in a more satisfied way. So let me take an example, because I think that you can solve these things with a bit of a habit. So my latest niggle and disgruntle is I have knee problems. I've had knee problems for over 20 years on my right knee. I get tendonitis in my knee and it causes me to do things like choose not to run. I've been doing some longer walks recently and it causes me pain going down hills. And over the years, physios have said, you know what, try this, try that. It won't cause more damage if you run on it with pain. So, you know, I've either opted to not do something or I've decided I'll do it with a bit of pain. No more. I decided the other day, no more. I'm not having this anymore. I deserve to go for runs because I like to go for runs. I deserve to go for walks because I like to go for walks. And I deserve not to be in pain. So I've learned enough over the years to know myself well enough to know what I need. And I need something that's easy, something I can stick to, and I need to create the time to do it. And that's what I did. Once a week, I've started running, but very slowly. And I've been adding in some strengthening exercises. I've been doing some research. I now have a bit more of a practice around, right, I know what strengthening work I need to do. I know how to do it, and I know that I'm going to do it. I've found a way to do it that I enjoy doing it. I've added it into a week, and I've created the space for it. This weekend, I ran a mile for the first time in, I think, a year without stopping, and I had zero knee pain. And I was thrilled. Now, there's a long way to go, but the work has worked. And it's about the habit that I formed. It wasn't about going, right, I'm just going to keep trying to run. It wasn't about running and then hurting myself and thinking, oh, that's over. It was about sticking to something, a small thing, some split squats, some practice runs, some keeping it really gentle and not over progressing, but just sticking to something. It's the same with managing your finances, managing your relationships, making yourself feel good. If you can install something that you can do every single day, or, you know, the number of times a week that it needs to be done, but it becomes something that you can stick to because you've chosen the thing that makes it easy and you've created the space to do it, then that's where change happens. That's where your life becomes one of satisfaction. So today, if you've not already, review, reflect, and reset. Choose a couple or one new habit that you can put into your life this week, today, that will help to solve that niggling problem that you have got. There is not one niggling problem that you have that can't be solved by introducing some sort of habit. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity for you. If you want to be part of the journal journey, we're going to be doing a new journal journey in the Patreon group. You have to be a squirrel member to join in the journal journey. Remember, if you're a squirrel member, you get something every single month from Everyday Positivity that will help improve the value of your life. That's my plan. Anyway, this month it's been about the Wheel of Life and going through that and working out your satisfaction levels. Next month, it's about a journal journey where you're going to get the opportunity to journal on how you can be kinder to yourself. So get yourself over to patreon.com/everydaypositivity. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.